This is the Friday, August the 29th, 2008 regular session of Commissioners Court. We will start with a few moments of silence and then we will stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda today is public comment, and I know that we have a couple people that wanted to talk to us this morning. Mr. Reinhart, would you like to speak to us? Okay.
I live in Precinct 4, but what I have to say pertains to all of you. This road out here, Cherokee Trace, is a disgrace, even though it's brand new. It's not a month old, and it's a disgrace. And the best I can figure out is the man's not getting the right kind of oil to make a road with. He hasn't got the right kind of equipment to make a road with. Nobody that works for y'all will say anything because they're afraid you'll fire them. And it's just a total disgrace is what it is. And if we can't get better roads than that for our money, if we can't get any more money to buy him better oil, and better equipment, we need to find a source for that money. And if you can't find it, I'm thinking maybe we could charge the oil trucks for driving on the road. We could charge the logging trucks for driving on the roads. And if we can't do that, we might even cut y'all's salary in half and put another $100,000 in there. You know, that'd work pretty good. You don't do anything for it anyway, so we just well to cut it in half. I'd like to do away with it altogether, but that's not going to happen. And the biggest asset y'all have are the people that work for you out there. They're hardworking guys. And best I can figure out, nobody would talk, best I can figure out, the biggest paid one out there in the field is like $21,000 a year. That's not a living wage for a man with a family. Y'all sit up here and make $47,000 a year and don't do anything. I hadn't seen anything you done except divvy up the money the way you want it divvied up, but you didn't give it to the road fund. And we need to get some more money for this road fund somewhere. And I'm not going to give this up. I'm going to stay on this just as long as I can until I get something done. And as far as the unit system will work. It would work. It was working. Y'all done everything you could to make it not work. Everything you could. And the ones before you did, too. And another thing is, we sold a bunch of old equipment out here. Nobody knows where the money went on that I found so far. We'd like to know where that money's at, too. It didn't get put in the road and bridge fund. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mr. Reinhart. Mr. Corrin, would you like to speak to us?
Yes, I live in Precinct 1. Most of my comments will be concerning Precinct 1, but if it falls within some other precinct, all I can say is if the shoe fits, wear it. After working on the committee to get the signatures for this to be put on the ballot about the converting the unit system, doing away with it. After finding more information out, I find that it's going to be primarily same song, second verse, if the unit system is done away with. I have took it upon myself to implement a committee in pre precinct one. Right now it's a committee of one myself. And what I am doing is passing out complaints form to the people in precinct one as far as the roads and bridges are concerned. And as of this date, I have three complaints here forms that have been filled out. If I might read one, this is the one that I filled out. This is after the commissioners meeting on 8-22-08. I had a conversation with Mr. Prettington about a problem with our roads. One, stop sign on Todd Road at Packer Road intersection has bushes growed up which obstructs the sign. Two, tree down on Packer Road that is slowly dipping down on the right-of-way. Three, Packer Road, Todd Road, and Bow Roads are all becoming one-way roads. The blacktop is deteriorating, and when meeting traffic from the opposite direction, both vehicles has to go off the blacktop. Which I have, like I say, I have started this, and from the 60-odd signatures that I got on the petition, and the somewhere around 200 voter registration cards that I have passed out for people that was not registered, I feel like November we're going to have one heck of a change, and I'd like to submit these to the court, either to Mr. Crittington or to the court, to have it on record of these complaints of what the taxpayers in my neighborhood is constantly having to put up with. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Mr. Carlin. Any other public comment this morning? Thank you, gentlemen. Item two is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Judge, my question on this here is, when did Ms. Lawson, Marshall, which leave the employment account? Today's her last day?
Yes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Judge, on the budget amendments here. I believe there's going to be a typo on the second amendment from the transfer of the money out of the road and bridge. It says it's going to JP3. I believe that's supposed to be the next bridge. It's that same department. Motion to approve the budget amendments.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item D are the accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item G is to accept for recording the monthly report of the monthly tax summary.
Move to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the recording of the tax summary. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's recorded. Three is to discuss and take action to rescind the consolidation order for voting boxes 10 and 11. And our timing was actually off for the consolidation of those boxes. And so I think to be technically correct, we probably need to rescind that prior order.
I move to rescind my motion. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to rescind that prior order of the court. Those in favor?
Aye.
I think that's the one we're going to involve is the Lafayette box and consolidating it into the email box. Is that correct?
That's correct. But our timing was off, and we didn't actually follow the statute exactly right, so we'll probably try to do that later. But it won't be prior. It will not, cannot occur prior to this general election. Item four is to discuss and take action to approve and accept for filing the Hidden Falls subdivision plat.
Judge, I believe I got all the necessary information here. I make a motion to accept this plat. Here's the filing fee, tax information, and the plat. Corner of 271 and the south end of Gun Creek.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the plat for Hidden Falls subdivision. Did I say Campbell? Sorry. Second was by Commissioner Crabtree. Those in favor?
Aye.
That plat is approved. Item five is to discuss and take action. There's a typo there, but it should be concerning the repair and maintenance of Catawba Road.
I think we have pretty much taken care of that. What else are we going to do out there? We're going to come in and put oil sand on the surface. And mow it. Boom action. Okay.
Think it requires any further action by the court?
I don't think so.
So there won't be any action on item five. Item six to discuss and take action regarding renewal of the Upshur County Employee Health Plan. And I've met with our health representatives. They've suggested that we make some changes to our plan. And they would be as follows. We were under the misunderstanding that at one point that our emergency room copay was $100. It's actually $150. So we would leave that emergency room copay at $150, but we would add the deductible coinsurance on top of that. It's always been $150. What that means is that if you go to the emergency room, then there's a $150 copay to begin with, but then the deductible coinsurance kicks in so that whatever our deductible copay is, whether it's 20% or 10%, or if you're out of the plan, it's 40%, then that kicks in and you have to pay that in addition to the copay. If you are admitted through an emergency room visit, if anyone in the plan is admitted through an emergency room visit, then the $150 copay is waived. What this does, or what it's an attempt to do, is direct our employees towards a primary care physician rather than towards a towards an emergency room, because we have a lot of people who use the emergency room for minor illnesses, and we would like to try to get them to go to their regular doctor or to what's commonly referred to as a doc in the box, or urgent care is the correct term. And they'll put that on the card so that maybe our employees will do that. Another change that they are recommending is that our deductible go from $250 to $500. Inside the plan, that would save approximately 1.8%. They're asking that we change our deductible coinsurance from 90% in plan to 80% in plan. That would save approximately 2.3%. They're asking that we change our total out-of-pocket, annual out-of-pocket expenses from $1,750 to $2,500. That's a minor savings of about 0.3%. But if we adjust the deductible and the co-insurance payment, then it only makes sense to change that total out-of-pocket. I'm going to recommend that we leave our office visit copay at $25. They had recommended that we move to $35, but with these other changes, I think Ms. Harris and I met with them and the auditor. We're going to recommend that we leave our office visit copay at $25 and that we don't change our drug copays in any way.
The deductible on the out-of-network is going from $500 to $1,000 for an individual, $3,000 for the whole family.
The deductible for out-of-plan would go from $500 to $1,000. Now, One benefit we would like to increase, or I would like to increase, is the wellness benefit. These days, when our female employees go for their annual checkup, it's often more than the $250 that the county pays. Even for our men, if they would go and get their annual checkups with a full blood work, it's probably a little more than $250. It's important for men to do this, too. So what I'm recommending is that we increase that benefit from $250 to $500, so that unless they spend more than $500 on wellness care, the county pays for all of that. No copay or deductible applies to that. Right. So while we are looking at increasing the deductible, on one side at $250, we're going to increase that wellness benefit from $250 to $500. So they could potentially wash each other out if our employees will take the responsibility to go get their wellness care done, go to the doctor, get their annual physicals, find out if they've got anything wrong with them so that we can treat those problems early. What these changes to the plan are basically going to do is affect those people who have major medical illnesses. If you're admitted to the hospital, if you have to have surgery, then it's basically going to cost someone who uses the plan in that way $750 more per year. For those people who go and see the doctor and whose prescription drugs that we pay for, they will see no difference. But it will change. It will affect those people who have major medical illnesses. I basically told the insurance guys that I hate to see any changes because we weren't able to give any raises this year. And their argument is, well, healthcare is rising at 17% annually, and basically the county is absorbing all of that 17% for everybody in the plan, and that we need to at least pass part of that along. Otherwise, the plant is going to get behind like it was for so many years. So those are my recommendations. Those are the recommendations of our health men, health plan men.
Judge, we also need to work on the cover, change the cover.
Okay.
Because that has to be done. We do have people that are on cover. That is, if they leave here, they can take their insurance with them and they can pay the fees. And there's these fees have gone up because of everything else.
Would you tell us what those new Cobra fees are?
The employee is going to be $641.55. The employee and spouse is $1,283.10. Employee and children are $1,154.79. Spouse only is $641.55. Spouse and children are $1,154.79. Children only is $513.24. One child is $513.24. Our family is $1,796.34. And the rates have gone up by, I think, $4, something like that. They had to go to work.
Is this for here?
Yes. I mean, it goes up. That's...
No, that's month for month.
That's a month.
That's a month.
Yes.
For month.
And the judge will be signing off on this. We have to have this in place as we sign off at least 30 days prior to us changing our new insurance. Basically, our year starts 10/1. The calendar year is for deductibles and everything. But we do have people on COVID right now. And so we do need to get this in place so they can get the correct amounts out there.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Harris. One other change I need to talk to y'all about for your consideration is our stop loss premium and our stop loss coverage. Currently, we have a $50,000 per employee stop loss benefit. And what that means is that we cover all the expenses because we're self-insured. We cover all the expenses for our employees up to $50,000. But after that, we have a stop-loss policy that kicks in and covers everything after the $50,000. Currently, that premium is $437,000 per year. The renewal on that premium is $526,000. Now, if we move to a $60,000 stop loss, that premium would go from $437,000 to $465,000. There is one quote for $428,000, however, what the term they use is they have lasered two of our employees out, which means that two of our employees have a stop loss of, one has a stop loss of $250,000 and one has a stop loss of $150,000. I can't say their names publicly. I'm going to tell you that is probably not a good risk for the county. And what I would recommend is that we go with the $60,000 stop loss on everybody, increasing that premium by about $28,000 annually. But I think that's the better risk for us, being self-insured. Right. And we had four employees who went over the $60,000, who went over the $50,000 stop loss.
What if they went over the 60?
We had four that those four went over the 60.
I mean, they would go over the proposed 60. They went over the 50.
And they would go over the 60 also?
They would have gone over the 60 also. We have two that bumped right up against 60. They went over the 50, but they didn't reach the 60.
We're
not quite through for the year. What it does is it saves $60,000 moving that stop loss up, which means that we'd have to have six employees spend between $50,000 and $60,000 in order to justify keeping that stop loss at that lower amount. And that's just not very likely to happen. Because we had four that went over 60, but two that stayed under, and everybody else that stayed under. We'd have to have six more people that reach that $60,000 point, and that's just probably not going to happen. And so the risk is, we can assume that risk, I think, in the plan. I think what we can't assume, the risk we don't want to assume, are those lasered employees saying that we're going to take on $250,000 on one and $150,000 on the other.
We have done that in the past with two employees, and we got close to that, and we didn't get down back, basically.
Right.
And it was not very cost.
The insurance companies are very good at being able to calculate what they think these people will spend in an annual period, and so they set that stop loss right above it. And so I really don't think we need to take the lower premium and assume those two stop loss premiums or those two stop loss amounts. So I know that's a lot of information.
So you want to increase it to 60,000? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Can I answer any questions about any of it?
Well, if I understand what you said earlier on the deductibles up here, we're going to increase that from 250 to 500. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then we're going to change the out-of-pocket from 1750 to 2500.
Yes.
In reality, that's going to be $1,000 for the employee to absorb a year, right?
No. 750.
Because the total out-of-pocket
is 2500.
It's 2500.
And our current total out-of-pocket is 1750.
Right, but when you take what the deductible is, when you move the deductible from 250 up to 500, you got to factor that in also. And then you got your out of pocket here that's going to go up to 750, right?
Yes, but the deductible counts towards your total out of pocket.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it's just going to be a total of 750.
Yeah, and that would be for someone who had someone who met all of their deductibles. It's going to cost $750 more per year.
Have we got any other options? Anything less than this? Since we weren't able to give the employees a raise, yet we're going to take more out of their pocket.
Well, again, we're really not going to take. We're going to take more out of the pocket of someone who uses the plan to a huge extent. I think that for most people, they won't ever even feel these changes.
They can also run the difference through the 125. They think they have something coming up. They can put that amount of money over that is not taxed, along with their premiums. That saves a huge amount of money on the employees' pay. If they will all participate, we have a big number that participate. They can also move that deductible into that.
Well, I think it would be hard for them to forecast an upcoming event when it comes to their health.
Well, some people do, but most people that put their money over there, they use it. So that's just an option.
So on the stop loss, if we go from 50 to 60, we're basically looking at probably saving $20,000. That's the difference between keeping it at 50 and paying the $526,000 premium If we have those six employees that get to the 60. So we've got an $89,000 difference. No. We've got the difference between 465 and 526, right?
Yes. That's the difference between the $50,000 and the $60,000 stop loss. The difference between the two $60,000 stop loss plans, one with lasers and one without, the difference in those is $37,000. We could save $37,000 if we assume the risk of the lasers.
But if there's a $61,000 difference between this, the renewal at $526,000 for the $50,000 stop loss.
Correct.
And if we go to 60, if those six people still get to 60, we're $1,000 difference. And if we have one more, we're still better off to go with the 50.
Correct. Yes.
Seven people that reach our $50,000 stop loss, then we're better off to stay with the. If we have one more person that reaches the stop loss, is what I'm saying, the 50,000, because you said we had four and two that almost, we had six actually, right? Four that went past the 60 and two that almost got to the 60. So there were six of them in all?
Yes. One was about 9,000 over and one was about 2,000 or 3,000 over.
Oh, I'm not interested in the one where they're lasering the two people out.
And I do see the insurance things, and I know the names and everything, and we could potentially see over $60,000 again. That's what I'm saying.
Do we have anybody else that was close? That was close to the $50,000 stop loss? Because if we have seven people that get to the $50,000. Then it's cheaper for us to use the $526,000 and stay with the $50,000 if we've got somebody there that we think might get close, right?
If it was the same as it was this year, we'd be about $7,000-$8,000. If it was the same as it was this year, we'd be a lot better off with the $60,000 stop loss. Because you got one at 59.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see what you're saying, though.
If one more person comes on board, will the $60,000 stop loss, the difference between the $10,000 and the $10,000 difference, We'll make up somebody, is what I was looking at. That's what I had on my mind anyway.
Okay.
And I haven't looked at those numbers. I don't know if we've got somebody else that's close.
Well, you never know because it was an accident. Okay. You never know when somebody's going to have an accident. You don't hit that. You're gambling either way, basically. For this amount of money or this amount. And to try to do the best you know that you think.
I mean, I'd rather take the higher stop loss and the lower premium, but
yeah. I mean, it is a gamble.
Well, there's some things that sure.
I don't know what they are. Yeah,
money rattling and meat frying. That's what I always heard. So. That's right. Yeah. We get really ahead if we lose somebody. Yeah. Okay.
I'm inclined to agree with Lloyd.
I was just making a statement. I'm not sure which way I agree. I was just making the statements, you know, so.
Yeah, we're staying with the same carrier. Any other questions on the health plan?
Do we have to adopt this today?
Yep.
I move to adopt the plan that the judges came up with.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Ferguson is to adopt the plan with the changes as they are proposed. Second by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
October the 1st. Yes. Myra, will you notify the plan people? Okay. I'll be around. Item 7 is that the court will go into executive session as authorized under Vernon's Texas Code Annotated 551.074A1 to discuss personnel matters. The court is back in session under the agenda. Item 8 is to discuss and take action regarding personnel matters.
I make a motion that Joey Young's pay remain as it was set meeting 2 weeks ago.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to leave Joey Young's pay as it was set on August the 15th. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. I believe that there's one other payroll item, one other payroll change.
Yes, we were waiting on the drug test, and Mr. Bailey has hired Natalie Smith. She starts September the 2nd. She replaces Laura Norrin.
This will be under item 2A, consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve this payroll change. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion and second to adjourn.
They just made the motion on 8. Nobody, you didn't take a vote.
Yeah, we voted.
We voted.
Those in favor to adjourn? We're adjourned.